BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 10th of March. There are warnings of gales in Seoul, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 1,000 miles west of Shannon, 992, expected just west of Bailey, 967, by 1800 on Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later, except in South Utsira. Perhaps gale 8 later, except in South Utsira. Occasional rain. Fog patches, except in Cromarty and 4th. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor, except in Cromarty and 4th. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Showers, fog banks, moderate to very poor, becoming moderate or good, except in Fisher and German Bight. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. North or northwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Northwesterly at first in southeast Fitzroy, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in west Seoul. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Irish Sea. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, west or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, becoming squally later, moderate or poor. Rockall, west or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later, rain or showers becoming squally later, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time, then occasionally severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later in Malin, rain or showers becoming squally later, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Bailey, southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain or showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing south or southeast 6 to gale 8 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, rain or wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 5, 14 miles, 1006, falling. Stornoway, south southwest 5, recent rain, 16 miles, 1004, falling. Lerwick, southwest by west 4, slight rain, 15 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest 3, 22 miles, 1007, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, south by west 2, 16 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest 3, 22 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Boomer, south southwest 3, mist 3 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Bridlington, south southwest 2, 1014, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south 2, 1,000 metres, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 250 meters, 1017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west southwest 1017, falling slowly. Jersey, west by south 1, recent rain 1600 meters, 1018, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest 3, 1017. Scilly Automatic, west southwest 3, 14 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by south 4, 19 miles, 1016, steady. Aberporth, southwest 3, 16 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Valley, southwest 4, 7 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 4, mist 16 miles, 1013, falling more slowly. Valencia, south by west 4, slight rain 4 miles, 1010, falling. Ronald's Way, southwest 4, 6 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Mallin Head, south by west 4, 19 miles, 1008, falling. Macrihenish Automatic, southwest by south 4, more than 38 miles, 1009, falling slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, the United Kingdom will lie in a strengthening south to southwesterly airflow during the next 24 hours, with strong winds gradually developing in all areas and gales expected in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Cape Wrath, Orkney and Rattray Head, backing southeasterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in east, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, then increasing 7 later in north, perhaps gale 8 later in north, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, occasional rain and fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, drizzle or showers, fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bell, variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later, showers, fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming moderate or good. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, showers with fog patches at first in east, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in east, then becoming moderate or poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less at first in east, otherwise southwesterly 3 or 4, mainly fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, southwest 3 to 5, backing south 5 to 7, veering southwest 5 or 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, then occasionally 7 later in north, perhaps gale 8 later in north, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west or southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southwest. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southwest 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in north, then increasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time, rain or showers, becoming squally later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, south or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 6, showers, then rain later. Good. Occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Hello, I'm Celia Hatton, and welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. Coming up, the latest from the US-Israel war with Iran. Donald Trump says,
we're achieving major strides toward completing our military objective. And some people could say they're pretty well complete. We've wiped every single force in Iran out.
So does this mean the war is ending soon? We'll go live to our U.S. correspondent. Plus, Australia gives humanitarian visas to 5 Iranian football players. Will others from Iran's women's team join them? In a legal first, the AI firm Anthropic sues the U.S. government after the Trump administration calls it a supply chain risk. And an Olympic victory for Russia.
A real silence kind of dropped over the crowds. It was almost as if everyone was anticipating a reaction. There was just some polite applause.
A Russian skier wins the country's first gold since the end of its doping ban. All that after the news.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Trump says the US and Israeli war with Iran is almost complete, although it will not end this week. He told his first news conference since the start of hostilities that the US had not yet, as he put it, won enough. From the White House, here's our North America editor, Sarah Smith.
I think what we can see here is him setting the stage to be able to declare this conflict over on his own terms and be able to say it is a success, it achieved what he wanted it to. If, for instance, oil prices remained at a sustained high price and he's worried about how that might affect support for him here at home, he's, I think, giving us the clues now that at some point, if it becomes politically advantageous, he'll be able to say, I've done what I wanted to in Iran, I can call this over and say it's a great victory.
Meanwhile, the United States and Israel have continued their bombardment of Iran with powerful explosions echoing across the capital. Tehran, at the very start of the 11th day of hostilities,